Secondary 2, reading aloud, text 2. You have won a competition organized by your local radio station. You had to write a report on Singapore's National Day. Your prize is to present your report to radio listeners. This is what you say. Singapore's National Day is celebrated every year on the 9th of August. Singapore celebrated its first National Day as an independent nation in 1966, 1 year after its separation from Malaysia on that date in 1965. The first National Day parade started at 9 o'clock in the morning. Three military bands marched through the streets playing lively music. One of the highlights of this first National Day was a huge lion and dragon dance performed by drum and dragon troops from all over Singapore. National Day has been celebrated ever since. This is how a former chairman of the National Day Parade explains its significance for the people of Singapore. It serves as a reminder of our struggles in the early years and how we overcame them. It celebrates our collective achievements and encourages Singaporeans to have ambitions for the future. You know National Day is on its way when you cycle down the main street and notice that it has turned red and white, with flags fluttering from the buildings. Tickets for the parade cannot be bought. Instead, each citizen can apply for up to 6 seats in May each year. Spectators at the parade get a fun pack filled with all sorts of things, such as snacks, drinks, and light sticks. Before the main parade takes place, there are choir performances, school band marches, skydiving displays, and other events in which the audience are encouraged to take part. During the main parade, the history of Singapore is retold in different ways each year. Spectators enjoy a stunning spectacle of military marches, multicultural song and dance performances, and exciting acrobatics. The day finishes with a breathtaking firework display. At the end of the day, parties are held at which celebrities perform. It's a fantastic occasion.